Deputy Communications Director of the CPP, Ernest Afram, has urged the Ghana Revenue Authority to tie its revenue systems with the e-payment initiated by the Accountant General under the Ministry of Finance. Speaking on Unique Breakfast Show, Mr. Afram explained that this will help solve the issue of ghost names in institutions.
Ghost names. Year in, year out, government in, government out, we eliminate ghost names. I've had the opportunity to have experienced a few governments. And look, ghost names come and go. This one comes, he puts some measures in the ghost names, you remove them, and then the next one, the people get smarter. But for me, the solution is, instead of thinking in sandboxes, we begin to build systems. As the Ministry of Finance is working on the e-payment system, the Ghana Revenue Authority should tie its systems with the e-payment system. A few years ago, Ghana Revenue came up with the tax identification number, where they were requiring even people who already had tax identification numbers to acquire new ones. And even as individuals, you were required to have one. The whole idea was it will become more like an identification system for your tax collection. So you register with Ghana Revenue, your employer would be required to have that number, including your social security number. Now, when you tie all these systems together and you require people to file their taxes at the end of the year, you will know who is a ghost, who works where, because then you will find out that this tax identification number is being used to have one person, that same one person is working at Kolebu, he's also working at Ministry of Trade, and he's also working at Ministry of Finance. It cannot be possible. But if you deal with it in isolation, what happens is that the person down has to just break, find out the loopholes in the system and deal with it. But we have to treat things as systems where you tie in all the revenue centers so that even your tax identification number will be required in opening an account, so that everything ties in. So now the person has to go through about 6 or 7 loopholes to be able to put a ghost name on a payroll.
Deputy Communications Director of the CPP, Ernest Afram.